Rebuild, reboot, rise. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, y'all. It has been a minute. Let's bring it in. Come on in. We are on season 3, episode 2, and honestly, y'all, I'm so glad that I have a lot of y'all coming back to these podcasts, and I know that I've been pretty erratic with the updating, but we gonna get to a schedule real soon. So thank y'all for tuning in. For those of you, if this is your first time on the podcast, thank you. I hope you really enjoy it. I hope you are able to check out other episodes as well. And for those who are coming back, it's all love. So let's get into it. So today's episode, I wanted to speak on mental health. Yes, I am a big advocate for mental health, for self-care, self-love, nurturing, you know, yourself, being able to break down your emotions and get in tune with your heart, you know, checking in with your heart, checking in with your triggers. That is all fascinating to me, honestly. Like, I have such a passion for speaking on these things because in reality, we all experience mental health on different degrees. Some people may experience it sooner in their lifetime, you know, at a young age. Some may experience it at a later date in their lifetime, at an older age. But the thing with mental health is it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter what your race, religion, your political views are. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter who you are. Mental health affects us all. And it's really about how we are able to cope with it on a day-to-day basis. So growing up, for me personally, I came from a household where my parents were divorced, and I was a young girl at this time. I was not in high school yet. I want to say I was in probably less than 10 years old, and between 5 and 10 years old. And at the time that this happened, you know, my parents separating, you know, you don't really know what's specifically going on as a child, but you do know, if that makes sense. So you don't know, but you do know. So you don't exactly know what's going on, but you can feel it. As a child, children learn a lot quicker and faster than adults, and children can feel a lot of the things that adults don't realize. So I was feeling a lot of the anger and resentment in that relationship. Even as a child, I was feeling a lot of the betrayal. I was feeling a lot of the hate. And as a child, again, like, knowing but not knowing, knowing that my parents aren't happy, but not knowing that it's not really my fault, you know. And that's the burden that I carried as a child all the way up to adulthood. And it really affected my mental health because I constantly, like, from that day forward, I constantly grew up with parents bickering about each other, speaking poorly about each other, like, trying to convince me about one another, about what they've done. I grew up listening to stories about how, you know, they hurt each other, just so much negative, bad stuff. And having that frequency constantly around me as a child to an adult, it actually put myself into a fight or flight pattern because I always felt fearful towards my parents, or feeling like I'm the problem, or always feeling like the problem because they always came to me with what the other person did and how much the other person hurt them. Yet I am the fruit of their issues because I'm the child, you know. I am the child that came through despite the breakdown in the relationship. So I always grew up with that kind of like fear looming over my head, and always feeling like a problem, always feeling like an issue. And yeah, like, so I noticed as I grew up and as I got older and started to understand, like, oh, like, a lot of what I was feeling wasn't really me, it was actually my parents, it was actually, you know, the projections of others, it was actually the environment I was in. And when I began to realize these things as I got older and understood what healing and mental health is, I started to realize that I have now created a habitual response to the way that I was raised. So because I was raised in such an environment and had such a habitual response to the gaslighting, the pointing the finger, the blaming, I always would feel like that in a lot of different situations. So say I was at school, you know, I would begin to have anxiety and fears of like being the problem, and always feeling like I have to fight or flight, and, you know, always feeling like I have to just take on everyone's abuse, I guess, because it really is abuse. We don't realize it as a child, right? If you're a parent and you're constantly degrading, you know, your spouse to your child, you're constantly telling your child how bad of a person your partner was, but and your child doesn't have a choice but to listen. I mean, that is abuse, because what if that child doesn't want to listen? What if that in the end it hurts the child? It shapes the child's views on how they look at people and how they look at themselves, and they begin to think lowly of themselves. Maybe they even want to hurt themselves because they feel like such a failure for being brought into this world. And so, you know, we do have to be careful when we're parents and we feel like we are venting to our child or trying to raise awareness, quote unquote, to our child about the other parent. We really have to be careful, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of the stuff that is said to children out of anger, out of spite, out of pain, it's not helpful to the child, and the child will grow up to remember those things. So just to backtrack, that's just a little history and a background on my life and what I have gone through and in my situation specifically. So going through all that and becoming an adult and identifying the source in which, you know, a lot of my mental health comes from, I was able to almost create like a I was able to create like a, let's say like a plan, like a, I wanted to say like an escape plan, but escape is not the best word, but just a plan in which I knew what I had to work on, and I knew what the end goal was, and I knew there was a way for me to get out of it. So I guess it really is an escape plan. So when I say escape plan, I just say because growing up in that type of environment and carrying it on to adulthood, many adults don't realize that they're carrying on a lot of childhood traumas. And when these traumas go, you know, unaddressed, they create adulthood problems. And it's a lot harder to curve or change an adult than a child. So it's really good to, you know, grab onto these things right away when you can identify them. So me creating this plan of realizing that I can escape these feelings, I don't have to sit in these feelings that I was, you know, brought into or put up, you know, or that were put upon me, and not feeling tied down to them. So the word escape comes from the onset of feelings that you feel, that fight or flight response and wanting to escape. And when you're triggered, that's all that's on your mind. It's just wanting to escape the situation, escape where you are, escape how you feel, and that is it. And for me, it was all about finding healthy ways to escape, right? Healthy ways to cope. And the healthy way for me to escape was, again, just identifying. When we can identify things, when we can point out the triggers on certain things, then now it raises awareness to you on what it exactly is that is causing you to feel the way you feel, to go into protect mode, to go into, hiding or just wanting to isolate yourself. And when you're able to, pinpoint these feelings and emotions and the moment, you can create a healthy response. You can create a healthy habit. And for me, once I was able to decipher that, because that takes time. Like, I know I'm harping on this specific point a lot because that's where it starts, right? A lot of people don't want to heal because they don't want to sit in those moments of being able to look within themselves and figure out who they are and why they respond the way they respond, why they think the way they think, why they feel the way they feel. And that does take time, right? You can't just, wake up one day and figure out who you are. You have to do a lot of analyzing and a lot of, retrospecting, being able to think back on things and look at yourself. And self-evaluation, highly important. Self-evaluation helps us and saves us from ourselves. Saves us from ourselves. So once I was able to get to that point of self-evaluation and really pinpointing the triggers and my habitual responses and my all these things, and it made it so much easier for me to escape in a healthy way. In a healthy way. I really emphasize the healthy way because a lot of people can escape in unhealthy ways, right? We can think of all the unhealthy ways that people can cope with the trauma in their life, but let's think about the healthy ways we can cope. So for me, it was once I was able to identify and create this plan, once I identified what the exact issues were, the triggers, the responses, I was able to create an escape plan. And the escape plan for me was, one, once I knew exactly what it was that was triggering me or allowing me to feel some type of way, I then was able to think, is this coming from me or is this coming from someone else? Am I causing myself to feel this way? Or is it because of somebody else? And once you're able to do that, even just the simple question of that to yourself, it makes it that much easier to move forward. Because 80 to 90% of the time, it's not even ourselves. But what happens is, because someone else has made us feel this way, then we allow that feeling to take over ourselves, then allowing ourselves to feel that way. So there's steps to it. There's levels to this. And for me, just being able to even identify that simple question within myself every time. I always ask myself that immediately. It helps me heal even more, that much faster. Because then I can quickly say, okay, is this from you? Or is this from someone else? And if it's from you, okay, what has made you feel this way? Did you wake up feeling this way? Are you thinking about something that happened in the past? Are you actually thinking about something that someone did do to you? could have been from the past. And just being able to ask yourself these questions promotes you into healing, because you know where the source is, you know where it's coming from. And when someone makes you feel a certain way that you don't want to feel, being able to ask yourself, and a lot of this is, again, self-evaluation is a lot of questions to yourself. It's a lot of sitting with yourself. It's a lot of being able to think with yourself and allow yourself to think and allow yourself to feel these feelings. So if a person makes you feel some type of way and you realize that you're responding in a certain way because of how they're treating you, then you know that that trigger or that feeling is from someone else, that they brought it upon you. And because if you were feeling fine, right? So, example, right? Say you're like on the street, you go to get a tea or a coffee or whatever it is, you go to get a snack, you're going to work or you're going somewhere, you happen to go on an elevator, and you go in the elevator and there's a couple people in there. And say there's a person, you know, and your day's been fine, right? You've been perfectly fine. You go in the elevator ready to start your day, da da da. And there's somebody in the elevator, and the person wants to spark a conversation with you, and you're like so open. So you're like, okay, like, yeah, like, let's just chat it up. You know, hey, how are you doing? I'm about to start my day at work. How are you? And you begin to go on with this conversation. Now, this person talking to you just has a really low vibration. You know, they could be going through a lot, and you could see it in their face that, you know, they're very troubled and upset and angry. And they begin to speak to you in a way that you're not on. So say this person's like, oh, you know, I hate coming here. I hate that I have to go to work. I'm just so tired. I'm just so upset. This happened yesterday and I lost this. And now, you know, I have to deal with this and I have to talk with this person. I don't want to talk to them. And I'm just so overwhelmed. And, you know, so there's a vibration when somebody begins to harp and speak in that way. And with that exchange that a person has with another person like that, now after that conversation, you leave that elevator and your mood drops significantly. So from the happy, jolly person walking in and I'm ready to start my day, turn into the, oh, I'm feeling kind of tired now, I'm feeling kind of drained. And again, that's an example of someone else's projection. Because if you weren't feeling that way before you had an interaction with a person that brought on those feelings, then it's a projection of that other person. And that's why with mental health, it's so important to guard yourself, to protect your bubble. You know, your bubble is all that makes you you. Your bubble is your emotions. Your bubble is your peace. Your bubble is your personal space. Your bubble is your mood, your energy. When we take the time to protect that, to guard that, then situations like the example that I explained won't affect us so easily. It won't be able to dwell on you so easily. Because of course we're empathetic creatures, you know. A lot of us are more empathetic than others, but with empathy, we tend to hold on, or with empathy, we tend to feel and sense a lot more. And being an empath, sometimes we do hold on to people's energies and feelings and emotions that aren't even ours. And we have to realize that we have to cut between the two. We have to cut ties at a point. Yes, be empathetic and put yourself in someone's shoes and, you know, have sympathy, but don't take it on so much as to where it is now interfering with your life and who you are and what you stand for and your views and your energy and your purpose. So a lot of mental health, a lot of dealing with mental health, healing through mental health, growing through mental health, is being able to really decipher your emotions, decipher how you feel, pinpoint what's coming on to you and what you're putting out in the world. And once you can even just start there, then you've started the journey. The hardest part of the journey is just being able to be, it's just being able to start, really. Like, you gotta start somewhere. You gotta start somewhere. And once you are able to start with the identifying within yourself and others, and being able to read yourself and others and discern, then you can move forward into identifying your responses, how you respond. Do you respond in ways that make you feel better? Do you respond in ways that make you feel worse? Do you hold on to things? What kind of habits do you have when you feel this type of way? Do you do something healthy that benefits you, or do you do something detrimental that does not benefit you? Do you do stuff that promotes your life and prolongs your life? Or do you do stuff that takes away from your life? These are the things that we really have to ask ourselves. And it all starts within. It all starts within. And once you start there, then you can ignite that fire and figure out your passions, your creativity, what it is that you love. If writing helps you to get your emotions out on paper, to be able to see how you feel and express how you feel in case, you know, you may not have someone to talk to, writing is a really, really healthy way than to just, you know, bottle it inside. If it's doing art, if it's, you know, being in nature, if you like to cook, if you like to, you know, make music or sing, if you like to, you know, create stuff with your hands, if whatever it is, there has to be something within you that you can turn to that brings the joy out of you, that helps you heal, that brings you peace through the situation that you're feeling. If it's meditation, if it's prayer, there has to be something that helps bring you back to that level of awareness, of realizing that what you're going through is just a moment in time. It's just a season, not a life sentence. And that you could get through it as long as you do these steps, as long as you do the work. This is work. This is why a lot of people avoid this: healing, mental health, growth, self-evaluation, sitting with themselves. Because it's work. It's a lot of inner work. This takes time to do. That's why it's very easy to, you know, avoid these topics, these feelings. It's very easy to cope in unhealthy ways and just, oh, like, you know, I'll deal with it another day. I don't want to deal with this. It's in the back of my head, out of mind, out of sight. I don't really care. That's very easy to do. Let me just work myself away. I don't really care. Let me just avoid everyone. Let me isolate. Let me hide. That's very easy to do. So, y'all, I know this was a longer episode, but I'm really, really, really happy that I was able to speak on mental health, because it's been on my heart, and you know, it's been in my life, and there's a lot of us that go through mental health on a day-to-day basis and experience these things. And the goal with mental health and me being a mental health advocate is helping others identify what they are going through. I truly, truly have a passion to really help others identify what they're going through, to help others identify their triggers, to help others identify that they're not alone. A lot of people need to be told these things because they really just, they don't understand. And there's such a stigma with mental health. Right? We came from generations, a lot of us came from generations and cultures where mental health was never a thing. There wasn't even the word mental health. So no one really knew how to deal with it. No one really knew. Our parents never knew about anxiety, depression, PTSD, all these different things. Suicide. They didn't really, you know, like, yes, they may have heard of someone dying, but there wasn't many talks about people ending their lives, taking their lives, because of the pressures on mental health, the burden that one may feel because they feel alone. And I want to break the stigma. I want to break the chains of what people feel when they go through mental health, the shackles that they feel, the burden that's on their soul, because they're not alone. And because society has built up the stigma around this, we have to break free from this. We have to really be there for one another to remind each other that we're in this together. We are all dealing with this on just different degrees, different levels, different areas in our lives. I want to say to anyone who is feeling suicidal, please reach out to somebody. There's somebody out there that would love to hear you speak to them. They would love to hear your voice. They would love to give you their time. Just reach out to anybody. Anybody. And if there's no one that you could think of or no one that you could speak to, reach out to a hotline. Reach out to a crisis line. Reach out to somebody, because you are not alone. We all need someone to talk to. And a lot of what we feel is just not having the support mechanism that we all need. As a species, animals are always together. They always have a support system. You see birds flocking together. You see the pride of a lion together. You see animals adapting together and understanding that they need a support system to survive, to maintain, to endure. And as humans, we are no different. We need a support system of people that will love on us, lift us up, that will encourage us, that will be a listening ear, that we can inspire. Maybe, you know, we might have a word for them. And that's how we love on one another, sharpen one another, and inspire one another. So y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm so glad that I was able to speak on this topic. I hope it resonated with you as it did with me. If you ever need someone to talk to, feel free to look me up on Instagram at conscious.thoughts with two S's. You can also let me know if you would love to be on an episode on the podcast. I would love to have you on, and I have a lot of projects coming up soon with a lot of different people, special guests that will be on here. So definitely stay tuned for the creative content that is coming up, and I hope to catch y'all on the next episode. Love, 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 y'all. We are limitless beings. We are so strong. and powerful. And I hope everyone has a blessed day today. Peace.